Blog Talk Radio.
All praises to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Jacob. All praises. So, we have to, the situation is bleak. It's bleak. It's bleak for the nations. We know this. It's incredibly bleak, considering all the things that has gone on here recently and all the things that are coming that we, with eyes to see and ears to hear, are seeing and feeling. Yet at the same time, we cannot be ensnared with hatred of them like they hate us. Now, that said, we most certainly, and I'll say it like this, shoot, I don't hate the Gentiles. I got no hate for them. The people, they're sad. It's a foolish nation, so, I mean, why would I be hating on fools? I mean, it just is what it is. But what I do hate is their doctrines. I can't stand their doctrines, their dogma, their theologies, their education, their politics, their science, their pseudo-mathematics. Of course, their history. Of course, their psychology. Of course, their sociology. I hate it. And I'm supposed to, because that doctrine is wrong. And because we have had our free will taken from us, our knowledge of self taken from us for a time, as a people, individually and collectively, we have now realized this. We have woken up. Were we woken up to see, to understand? We woke up to understand the Father's will, that he, through his infinite mercy and love of his chosen people, his chosen people's descendants, he woke us up so that we can understand his will is our free will, which then does what? Gives us shalom. What are we looking for? We're looking for shalom. That is peace. What is our lands looking for? Shalom, which is peace. What is our spirits looking for? Shalom, which is peace. Where do we gain this shalom from? The Father. How do we do it? By doing the Father's will. And how do we tell if we're doing the Father's will? By understanding Yahusha, the Master, the Messiah. Because he came here for us. Remember, lost sheep of the house of Israel, the descendants, the lost. The lost. And so as he's come, he said, hey, I am the way and I am the truth. Yes, the historical truths are true. Yes, these reprobate, degenerate, even Gentiles have done a wicked, wicked thing upon his people. However, he allowed it. Why? Because his people chose to deal in idolatry and disobey our forefathers. Now, based on his covenant that he made with our forefather Abraham and others, he gave us a time that we would be the tail and not the head. And he said that he would wake us up to put us back in our rightful place. However, he said many are called, but few are chosen. So the many are called are those that were called up out of her, so they are not partakers of her sins, a.k.a. plagues. And out of those, few are chosen. Okay? So we can think that we're doing the Father's will within our own will. I'm going to make this happen. I'm going to make this happen. I'm going to get out here and I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this thing. I'm going to do this. I'm going to study. I'm going to do this. This is me. This is what I'm thinking. This is my understanding. I don't like him. I don't like them. I don't like this. But have we taken the moment to consider what the Father wants us to do? Chiasmet is, let's get that, because we got to understand what these things are and how they look for us today. Chasten, chastise, chastisement suggests any affliction or trial that leaves one humbled or subdued. Okay? So humbled or subdued. Submissive. To what? The Father. Humble for what? The Father. His will. Now let's look at judgment. Fortune or calamity viewed as a divine punishment. So if we look at this as chastisement, that we have to go through something, we had to deal with something, that's Jacob's trouble. So that Jacob's, through Jacob's trouble, his nation could come out as Israel. Okay? Just like Jacob had to battle the angel to show himself approved to become Israel. So did his descendants. We don't just wake up and we're just Israel. No, we woke up to the realization of us being Yaakov, and based on Yaakov's understanding of his descendants' understanding of Yaakov, then we were able to then wrestle with the chastisement, the mercy and the grace, so that we can then be part of Israel, which is what? The kingdom to come. But if we're too busy browbeating, hating on these other people, then we will never really find ourselves within the kingdom, within our nation. Because again, yes, all Israel will be saved, but all Israel is not Israel. So that means that there's only a few people that will be considered Israel. And this is where we've come to. These are the crossroads. These are the levels, the change and the dynamics of where the seasons ebbs and flows. This is where we are. We have to realize who we are. That's our choice. That's our free will. The Father woke us up so that we could have free will to decide which side we're going to be on. That's what it's all about. And again, I'm not hating on these people. These people are fools. They don't have a clue. They're not smart. They are smart within their kingdom, but when their kingdom begins to, I'll say that again, they are smart within their kingdom when their kingdom is smartly working, but when their kingdom is not smartly working, they do not smartly work. Therefore, they are not smart. They revert back to foolishness, foolish ways. Why? Because they are a foolish nation. This is the reverting back. Everything has to go back to the way it was. Yahusha's blood saved us. It also allowed some of them to be able to cleave to us. So if we hate them and we do not allow them to cleave to us based on the truth and the light that we have, well, then we become a stumbling block. And listen, I know. I mean, these people are dumb as hell. You got Biden, just a babbler. Golly, I'm waiting for him to start foaming at the mouth, the little gag on the corners, and start spitting and salivating, you know, drooling. I'm waiting for that. You know, literally, I'm unable to entertain any of their stuff. I'm really limited in my scope of patience with dealing with any of their politics. It is a pure doo-doo show, straight doo-doo. And it's ridiculous. And when you have eyes to see and ears to hear, you get to see, you hear, you get to utilize all five senses to discern the folly of these people. And that doesn't mean that you get to sit back and with your TV tray and your dinner and be entertained by them. No, that means that we have to be responsible for what we do in and amongst them, because as we know, it's really easy to be put into submission and ensnared with their foolishness. There's no reason to go back and forth with these people. That was the agents. That was their way of trying to keep us ensnared emotionally, on you know, and them using our energies to continue to feel good about themselves. But the moment that we stop discussing what we know, what we feel, what we understand with them, then they revert quicker back to their foolish ways. As well, I've always said, you know, the mental illness is great. And when they were able to put that sorcery of mental illness on us to make us seem like we had the mental defect and the physical defect, the mental defect, the spiritual defect, they were able to utilize, as we know, they were able to utilize our energies for their own gain. But the moment that we stopped, when that stopped, that was 2020, 2019, when it came to a full stop, and we're like, sorry, no more. Some of us, others were still debating. I want to debate Mr. Johnny White. Mr. Johnny White, man, who cares? They can't debate the truth. It's not in them to do so. They can't debate Yahushua. They can't deal with the Master and the Messiah. They are the Pharisees, our people and theirs. These are the people who have been going against his loins, keeping us, his people, in darkness through sorcery and magic. And now that we wake up, we can't try to use their magic on them. We need to just break free of it all and deal with the Father's plan, his divinity, his understanding, his communication. We now get an opportunity, knowing that we are Israel, that now no one can take from us. It don't matter. We don't care. It's, you know, people, well, you're not, okay, we're not, okay, whatever. You know, it's funny, I had some Jehovah's Witnesses come by last week, and they, you know, looked in my ear about, you know, their whole logic is that the devil did it. You know, the devil is doing the devil. The devil is the one who set it up to control the world. Listen, we know that. And the devil was set up to control the world because we, like Adam, failed our purpose. But the Jehovah's Witnesses don't want to act like this devil, this devil is not working for the Father. They want to act like this devil has a carte blanche and has a black Amex and can do whatever he wants to do in lieu of the Father. And I'm going, are you all, like, that is, that logic is Gentile-ese. Because if you are of Israel and understand the scriptures, then you will understand that it was only given to Israel. It was only given. The truth was only given to Israel. The other nations stole it, as we know, and rewarded themselves and made their salvation immediate, imminent, now. So if you want your salvation and your reward now, then you lose your salvation and your reward later. If you and you know, this is the joke there. Oh, well, you talking about later. I want mine now. Listen, you can live and work in the will of the Father now and be blessed and still get your salvation later. See what the heathens and the Gentiles and the other nations outside of them do, and our own people who cleave and cling and connect to these Gentile denominations and religions, what they do is they want it now, they're going to get it later. But that's not how it works. That's the whole difficulty of the scriptures, because it's encoded. It's encoded for the elect, for the few. It's encoded so that you can gain respect of it through the will and way of Yahusha, so that you can get to the Father. And that's a tough thing, because everybody, you know, deals with it from their own perspective, which is fair, and that's how it's supposed to be. But yet, there's only one truth. There's only one way. But then, you know, we've been so beat down and destroyed that, you know, we know that there's got to be another way, you know. You know, it's like they don't, their judgment, they don't want the judgment, as we know, but yet they, at the same time, they don't want to be chastised either. They don't want to be chastised. They don't want to go through the fire. They don't want to come, they don't want to be burned. They don't want to go through any trouble. But because the Father put us through trouble and it's in our DNA, we're okay with trouble, double trouble. We're okay with that. We can survive it. We can survive it. I mean, it's interesting. I used to think that, well, shoot, if the volcanoes that pounded Greece back in the day, and is that Pompeii, that had you know, all the people were just caught up. If that happened with brothers, with Israel, how would that look? I'd venture to say that that would be the Father explaining to Israel, hey, get in some ships and get out of here now and go. I'm about to put the wood to this place. And those few that believed were in the ship and rolled out. But in Greece's situation, they were like, I don't know what that is. Let's go check it out. Let's look at it. And, you know, nothing's going to happen. We are God. Boom, now they eternally stoned, which honestly is biblical too, just like Aaron's wife. I mean, Lot's wife. She went to salt, they went to stone. Nothing new under the sun. When you don't acknowledge and adhere to the Father's will, salt, stone, judgment. Chastisement, where you make a mistake and you learn from it, but you get chastised in the process so that you can be humble and subdued. Why? So you don't make the mistake again. Judgment. You chose not to worry about being subdued and humble, and you continue to make the mistake, and now based on your mistake, you are being judged. Hence the nations, hence where we at today. Put in their judgment, are we going to be, you know, laughing at them? Are we going to be, you know, and I was talking to Brother Yaquab the other day, and this is the analogy I said. I said, it's like my sister, I'm just using my sister, not, this never happened. It's like me, you know, my sister, my pops, you know, using his belt on my sister for her doing something wrong, and then I go in the room, and I'm just sitting there, you know, laughing and geek. I mean, at some point, my father's anger with that belt is going to turn on me. But like most all, and this is kind of an absolute because I don't know anybody really that would that was back in the day when they were, you know, when, you know, you were getting beat, was trying to be up next to the person getting beat. That just wasn't happening. You know, if it was a righteous beating, you know, your parents beating you for something you did wrong, you know. Normally, people getting out the way. Normally. So as these people getting beat, I am getting out the way. How does that look? I don't focus on their beating. I don't focus on it. I don't even want to see it. It is of no consequence to me. Because I already know that it's coming. As a matter of fact, I already know that it's here. I already know that it's starting. Every day I get up, some knucklehead, some foolish person from the foolish nations decided they were going to go swimming in the ocean with the sharks. Or some foolish person from the foolish nations decided they're going to go, you know, try to take selfies with the bison or a lion. But I'm going, foolishness. You know, every day some fool is shooting and killing. Every day. Every day there's somebody hating on us for saying that we're Israel, that we are of Yaakov, every day, without any, as Brother Judah said, any receipts, any proof, any source to prove otherwise. And in that is my strength, because I already know what proof do they got. I told the Jehovah's Witness, I said, listen, we already know the end game. The end game is Jeremiah 16:19. It's it. It's done. We know it now. So we ain't got to be bothered. And he looked at me and he was like, well, okay. I even brought in Wisdom of Solomon to him. He was like, oh, okay. And, you know, this time I didn't have him under my porch in the shade. I left them where they came, where they met me in my driveway. Meet me when I'm getting out of my car in my garage. They met me in the driveway, so I sat in the sun with them and burnt up. I just sweated them out. And they were like, all right, you know, can I leave this pamphlet for you, this brochure? It was funny. But anyway, you know, I digressed on that. But I just thought that was funny. Like, so, but that's the epitome of what's going on now. We are sweating them out. They used to sweat us out. They would sit back and they pontificate day in and day out, telling us who we is, who we ain't. Oh, you are this, and we're going, but that don't seem right. Oh, you don't know what you're talking about. Don't you know about Pliny? Don't you know about the Greeks? Don't you know about the Romans? But, you know, the founding fathers, oh, the church fathers. But they don't really look like me. But, I mean, don't you know about them? But some that don't seem right. Well, you're going off. Blasphemy. You're a heretic. Now, we can say these things to them, but it doesn't matter because they're foolish nation. They don't even understand that. Which means that we need to, literally, they don't understand that. They cannot conceptualize them blaspheming the Father. So if they can't consider it, there is no reason to hold a conversation or a discussion with them. They will not get it. We didn't wake up getting it. We didn't get it ourselves. They're not going to get it themselves. If the Father wants people to get it, he will send his Son and his Ruach to enlighten them and wake them up. We're not going to wake them up, browbeating them. We're not going to. Matter of fact, all that's going to do is take away our energy. It's going to take away our time that we could be spending with the Father. Doing what? The Father's will. And what is that? Cleaning yourself up, getting yourself straight, making sure that your house is in order, making sure you are in order, making sure that your thoughts are proper, making sure that your heart is proper, making sure that the way that you are treating people is proper. And look, it ain't about, we got to treat people the way that they want, the way you want to be treated, right? But if they don't, if they treat you any kind of way outside of the way that you want to be treated, then move on from it. Because we have to maintain our own journey up Mount Zion. I mean, this mountain is big enough. We can move the mountain, but only if we're doing it the way of the Father. Only if we are in his will can we move the mountain to make it easier on our travels. That's it. But if we're too busy being entertained by the fools who's sitting there gourding themselves off of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, then we should only expect what we get. You can't be mad. Well, wait, I thought that I could, I'm Yaakov, I'm black, I'm this, I'm Negro, I'm that. I know this, I know that. But what did you do with it? Would you hide it? You put it aside so you can entertain yourself off of the heathen? Because you know that the heathen's going to take this whooping. So you chose to take your time, put your effort into being entertained by the heathen's demise and not getting yourself sorted out? It's crazy. It's crazy talk. But I know, look, again, it would be nice to see their demise, even though we've seen it. I mean, he's giving us he's letting us see it daily. That's what I'm talking about. Every day, wake up. Some fool is doing this. Some fool has done that. Funny now, because even the foolish nation people are calling their people fools. It's the funniest thing. Like, you'll start seeing that they're going, especially with this moon landing thing. Like, that has opened up a world of trouble on them, on America, on the government of America. Because once they take away, once their people, once the foolish people under the fool who are part of the foolish nation realizes that that it is a fool's belief, thinking that these fools went to the moon. I mean, once that's exposed, it's a wrap. That was all to ensure that they were gods in our eyes. Shoot, these fools can go to the moon and, make a telephone call from a landline to them, and, they can show us the moon landing, and, before they even landed, they can take a picture. Shoot, these people are gods. And, I mean, at the end of the day, they fools. they fools. What fool can undergo such a logistic? And I say this all the time, and I know people have their thoughts on it, and they, but this triangle, this slave trade madness, that thing is about everything is being exposed at one time. It's like the bottom's going to drop out, and everybody's going to be shown to be naked and dumb. And those that got out of the box before the bottom dropped out are the ones that are going to be, they're going to be seen as smart, seen as intelligent, seen as in the will of the Father. Because the only way that you could have gotten out the box before it dropped, before the bottom fell out, was the Father telling you. And that's what he's done. Come up out of her, my people, so you not partakers of her plagues. Okay, wake up, that means. Wake up. We're not, many of us are not dealing with their interpretations anymore. And because of that, you've got a lot of them, not a ton, but a lot of them waking up to realize, well, shoot, these black folks are not being, so-called, are not being swayed anymore to believe what we have been brought up believing. They're believing something different. Why is that? And then they start realizing, start looking at different YouTube videos. They on TikTok, they on Facebook. You know, they're starting to see things differently. They're starting to recognize that, oh, well, there might even be some reptiles, Anunnaki, that's running around here, you know, posing as people, hence the word mankind, you know, destroying humans, the woman seed. You know, I saw the other day where the woman that was on the plane that was yelling, screaming about that there's some shapeshifter in the back, I don't know if it's real or not, but what it looked like to me was, and what he was saying was, when you really take a close look at it, you can look at her neck, and her neck was, it looked like a mask. And this ain't the first time that, you know, this mask thing has shown up. You know, years ago, those cops in Chicago was using masks as brothers to, you know, rob, steal, and kill, you know. This is what they've been doing, and now all of a sudden we're starting to see that the mask thing is a metaphor for them, you know. They got this mask on, and they were all upset about when they were forced to put a mask on their mask and to believe that they're still strong because they can't, they're just not strong, you know, they're just not. Now, this isn't for everybody. Everybody is not a demon. But we get an opportunity when we're in the will of the Father to see these things. There's a lot of things that are being shown, a lot of things that I'm asking the Father to reveal to me and give me understanding of, that I'm not sitting here telling everybody because it's not for everybody. But what you talk to the Father about is for you, isn't for everybody. So as I'm having these conversations online, best believe I'm talking about experience. I'm talking about my own oil, the things that I see, feel, touch, smell, and hear. I deal with and have dealt with in my lifetime. So I'm not sitting here pontificating on the what ifs or what I believe shoulda, woulda, coulda. No, I'm talking about things that I have had experience in and with. And oh, so much more that I can't even get into of what I've experienced. But one thing for sure is that this new experience in the ultimate experience of the Father is so beautiful. It's amazing. It really, truly is. I mean, this is something that I feel like, you know, shoot, I'm 30 years old again. You know? I feel like I got a new lease on life to be able to understand more. It's like I got to a point where I got bored with the world. And was like, yo, I need more. And every time I was saying I needed more, the Father was giving me a little bit. Because he knew, he would have blown my mind if I'd have known what I know now then. I've been a derelict. Like, they'd have called me a madman. But like so many of us, we woke up at the right time. Matter of fact, we woke up at the perfect time. In his will is total perfection. Abraham was perfect. What is perfect? And this is the other thing. We've had this sorcery put upon us about perfect. Oh, well, nobody's perfect. Nobody's perfect. But wait a minute. Wait a minute. Of course people are perfect. They're perfectly made in the image of the Father, of the Elohim. People are not striving to be perfect. What is perfect? Perfect is mature. Abraham was mature in his walk with the Father. So he was perfect. That's the Strongs. He was perfect. So yes, we can be here on this earth perfect. But it's a lot. It takes a lot of willpower in the will of the Father. And Abraham didn't entertain himself with Sodom. He didn't deal with all that what they were doing. He was too busy dealing with the Father's business. Again, there's three types of business. There's your business, there's their business, and then there's the Father's business. So you take your business and deal with the Father's business, you're doing the right thing. If you take your business and their business and want to deal with the Father's business, Father's going to ask you, why are you bringing me their business? Is that your business? What business is it of yours the way you want to be treated like that? You want what I'm giving them? Since you're trying to make it your business? You trying to make their business your business? That's why this thing is that's why this thing is about to blow up. It's about to blow up on everybody, on a lot of us. It's about to make it final stand. The final stand will be, are you a fool or are you not a fool? Or are you seeking fool's gold or are you seeking the gold? Because if you're seeking the gold, then that means you got to be refined. You got to be refined. Gold ore has to be refined. It's got to go through the flame. It's got to go through the fire to come out right. Fool's gold, well, you know, you could be digging in a cave for life and come out with all this fake gold. And that's what we've been doing. And the Father woke us up. And we should be giving all praises, all praises to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to the Elohim of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov. And we should be doing that every day. Like, that's one of these things that we should be, it's like a given. It should be, and without a doubt, without any thought, that's what we should be doing. You should wake up and be like, all praises. Go to bed, all praises. Or you close your eyes. Or you do anything, all praises. Why? Because he's woken us up. I mean, that's a mighty feat. This is the time that the saints, our forefathers, everybody was talking about, looking for. And we can't waste it dealing with the foolish Gentiles. I mean, golly, wasting our time and energy. They say the strangest things. Wasn't that a show? The kids say, I just say it like this. The fools say the strangest things. They do the weirdest things, the strangest things they do. For instance, Barbie. Making hundreds of millions of dollars, Barbie. A doll. And it was PG-14 or 13, so it wasn't for the church. It was a foolish nation rendition of a doll's lusting after a doll, which is ironic because a lot of these people have dolls. They marry in dolls. They love dolls. You know, any movie of substance or any truth of or anything of substance that would help them awake to the facts of what's going on in their kingdom, to the facts that their kingdom's reign is coming to an end, they don't want to have nothing to do with that. They want nothing to do with it. They want to be entertained. They want to be entertained through lust. Through desire. And we in the truth are trying to, we are charged with doing away with lust and desire. That's the deal. If you want to be in the world, then that's fine. That's not anything wrong with that. You just have to realize that you are now giving into your lusts and your desires, and what you're saying is, I want my salvation now, which is fine. That is your free will. That is your free agency to do so. But don't be mad when the consequences come. And don't be mad at me for not wanting that, for wanting something more. This is why the conflicts arise now, because we are no longer, the genie is out, just to use that word. You know, we are out. I shouldn't even use that word. There's no genie, the gin, all that madness, right? The Father is out now. The will of the Father is out. We're able to connect. And why will we disconnect and connect into the surge protector of the heathens? That's foolishness. Like, this is why he said, I'm going to put a foolish nation over you, and I'm going to stew jealousy. Yeah, I'm jealous. They have taken everything of ours. They have done everything against ours. They even have lied about our Father, lied about our Master, our Messiah, Yahushua. They have done everything they could to tell us who we aren't. And, yeah, I'm jealous. I'm done. I'm jealous. I want mine back. And it ain't like jealous, like, oh, I want to covet what you have. No, it wasn't yours in the first place. I'm jealous that our Father gave, that I'm jealous that our forefathers acted such a plumb fool that our Father chose to give our inheritance to these foolish people. That's my jealousy. But since he's woke me up, he's allowing me to be able to come back into covenant, back into understanding, to be able to recognize and handle my inheritance that he has given us or given our forefathers and mothers. So with that, I feel good. You know, I feel good about the decisions that I make. I feel good about what I see. And you know, I'm learning how to take my time and have these conversations and not tell the foolish nations exactly how I feel. You know, I'm learning to have patience with them so that I may have patience given back to me. So everything that I give off, I want coming back to me in the positive. So I'm figuring this out. I'm figuring out, oh, okay, well, wait, if I come at you negatively, then you have the right to come back at me negatively. But if I come at you positively and you come at me negatively, well, then now I get to rebuke you and move away and watch the judgment occur. Or if I come to you with positivity and you likewise come back to me with positivity, then the reward, then there's profit in that. You know, I want the profitable reward of the saints, of our Father, of our nation. I don't want the reward of the wicked. You know, we've sat here and we know these scriptures back and forth, and just because I'm not giving them tonight is not that I don't know. This is a pontification night to where I am bringing forth experienced wisdom as far as I have today. You know, because I think that is how we continue to connect within the collective consciousness. We have to all understand that, hey, we all the same. We all the same. But yet, you know, the only difference is that the way we think. So if we can start thinking on one accord, exceedingly mighty army, on one accord. Like unity, we've been screaming about unity, unity, unity. Now we get the opportunity to gain unity within the Father, to get our power back, to be unified within our power. Are you what? That's what I want. That's what I want. And understand, when you take this, when we take this, when I take this step, I'm gonna be chasing. be chastised. I'm gonna go through. I'm gonna have to go through something, like I'm going through now, still going through. Going through something isn't, you know, that's what the foolish nation has done to us. They got us thinking, well, when you're going through something, that means the devil done got you. No, that means the Father's chasing you. But when you ain't going through something and all is well within their kingdom, that's when they say, God is with you. No, that's when the enemy's with you, because you're gaining your salvation now. And many of these baby boomers, and I'm going to have to call them out, because many of the baby boomers are struggling right now, literally struggling just to stay alive, struggling. And, you know, it's sad to say that many of them are going to meet their demise, because they're the babies after the great their greatest generation, after they went around the earth and really put the wood to them after they blew up, they're the ones that's, you know, blew up Nagasaki, Hiroshima, right? And they're the ones today talking about civil war. As if who's going to fight in the civil war? Then? What they gonna have the millennials fighting? Are you kidding me? What? The transitional people are gonna be the LGBTQ people are gonna be fighting? Who? The Negroes are gonna be fighting? Who gonna be fighting? The baby boomers are gonna be fighting. They're gonna be all out there, you know, with their canes and their walkers, you know, their little fast car seats, and they're gonna be flying around with, you know, like a joust and swords and guns. How fast the civil war is at? See, they don't care. We need a civil war. Why? Who gonna fight the civil war for you? And what is the point of this civil war? Because Biden and Trump, you guys have lost the plot. You guys have lost the plot. Nobody's gonna fight for you. Matter of fact, you sent all your money and all your people, your soldiers that want to fight over to Europe, to Ukraine to fight. Now, who gonna fight your stupid civil war? You can count me out. Count me out. Because, you know, I don't care about their politics and their BS madness in the first place. So I'm out. On this one, I guess I'm out. But if others want to fight for the baby boomers to keep subdued, then so be it. Be prepared for the consequences of your actions. I mean, I've never seen, and then DeSantis. I don't know what you're talking about. I didn't do, you know, it's like nobody wants accountability. Then I saw an article of who was part of writing the Florida bill or the curriculum for slavery, the slave curriculum. And it's just a baby boomer old black man. Another baby boomer talking about, well, you know, we slavery did give us some skills and abilities that Africans didn't already have. What? What do you mean? That's the reason why they even chose us, because we were farmers. We understood the layout of the land. It was our land. We were already doing these things. They didn't teach us nothing. It didn't teach us anything. Again, fool's gold, right? Right, fool's gold. And moreover, if it was to teach us skills as they propose, why have another 100 years of Jim Crow? Thwart our skills or to steal our skills so that they can use their skills back into slavery? We know the answer to it. So miss me with all this madness, all this dumbness, all this foolishness that of sorcery to try to make it seem like they didn't do anything wrong so that their people today are not to be held to account. Because I'm here to tell you, those baby boomers were some mean SOBs in their day. Their parents were some hateful people in their day. It's their grandkids and their kids who now are realizing the error of their parents' ways and grandparents' ways. But because the baby boomers still run their kingdom, because their kingdom was set up by and for the baby boomers, because they are now, you know, they're still in control, they don't want to be held accountable. And today we're like, yo, we don't care if you're held accountable. We don't care if you don't want to hold yourself accountable for your actions. Our Father will do it regardless. Why? Because we know the end game, Jeremiah 16:19, wisdom of Solomon 5. So we already have this understood, and now it's really ingrained in our psyche. It's in our DNA to where we already understand who we are and whose we are. And we're trying to obtain that perfection, that maturity within the will of the Father by not entertaining or being entertained by the heathen anymore. There's no point. There's no point. You know, the history is great to know. It is great to know. Matter of fact, that's the point of this CRT slavery thing. They thought that we were just dumb, but we understood our history, and they couldn't come against us. Excuse me, they couldn't come against us. They couldn't pull one over on us. We're like, excuse me? Say that again? Oh, well, you know, you guys, we don't want to talk about slavery because we don't want the white kids to feel pe- but what about us? Oh, what you mean that you the slavery gave us skills? What you mean by that? Well, it wasn't me. I didn't write it. Okay. Right now they're in limbo. They're struggling. They're unable to get us on their side, which is biblical. They now need to be on our side. Like we're not, you know, I remember I was years ago when this Bruce Jenner thing came out where Bruce decided he wanted to be Brucey, you know, Bruzilda, Bruce-a-lin, and they gave him Woman of the Year, you know, right after he killed that pedestrian on that, you know, had that car wreck, just ran through him. Blah, 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 you know. And they said, well, you know, Bruce, we'll let you go if you be Woman of the Year. Well, what you mean, Woman of the Year? Well, you got to have a transition. Well, because we're going to make you the face of the transition of people. What? Yeah. You want to go to jail or do you want to do, well, do you want to lose? I shouldn't even say jail. Do you want to lose everything? Right? This is where, you know, his free will was taken. Ross and Tom walked in and was like, yo, I'll give you all of this, but you got to bow down to me. That means you're going to have to listen and do what I, you're going to have to be, you're going to have to do what I say. Do. Brucey Moosey was like, yep, I'm going to do it. Well, anyway, from that point, I was like, listen, this is a slippery slope. There's going to be a lot of pedophilia. There's going to be a lot of craziness out here. It has nothing to do with being homosexual or nothing like that or having a choice of doing whatever you want to do. It just leads to – it's like recreational drugs leading to harder drugs. It leads to more. There's going to be – if you allow this thing to go forward, there will be pedophiles saying the same thing, bestiality fools saying the same thing. And I posted that on Facebook. That was the last post that I ever did on Facebook in terms of bringing truth to my friends on Facebook. And pretty much the last time I really started, I had stopped entertaining Facebook because this thing went on for weeks and people were, oh, you're on the wrong side of history. You're wrong. You don't know what you're talking. And I was like, oh, God. So finally, after 2 weeks of going back and forth and only having maybe three people on my side, in the comments, I said, listen, this wasn't the forum for this. I shouldn't even have said it. You guys can do what you want. C'est la vie. And everybody goes, oh, that's so great. But the father told me to do that because he chasing me at that point. He was like, what, tell you to do that? This was in the beginning of my awakening. I was just a bull. I was headstrong. I was like, I'm going to do this. I'm going to show them. He was like, did I tell you to do that? Take it off. And don't be bothered with that no more. And after I wasn't bothered with Facebook, I was able to do more reading and more researching because I was no longer being bothered with Facebook. So I sacrificed that after chastisement because, he put me through it. So this thing is real. This thing is pure oil. It's how much oil. You can't buy this oil. That's the foolish jerk. That's the foolish nations. The foolish nations think that they're going to be able to buy the oil where the oil represents the experience and wisdom of the Father. That's why they were like, yo, give me some of your oil. How can I give you my oil? I can't give you my oil. You got to experience this. This is wisdom, man. You ain't wise. I'm sorry. You're not wise. What can I do? Peace. See ya. Bye. So, the wise virgins understood what their oil was. They recognized their oil. They didn't entertain those foolish virgins who didn't have their oil, who chose not to deal with the experience of the Father, the wisdom of the Father, the knowledge of the Father. I mean, how are you going to get into the wedding? How are you going to be invited to the wedding? You don't even know the bride. You don't even know the groom. You don't even know the father of the bride. How are you going to get in? You think you're just going to show up. See, that's Gentile mind. I'm just going to show up over here. I'm just going to, what do they say back in the day? We're just going to bum rush this wedding and. No, the father ain't letting you bum rush his wedding, fool. That's why he told you there's five wise virgins, five foolish virgins. I mean, fool, are you crazy? Yes, because they're fools. They didn't have the wisdom. They had no experience. They had no oil. The wise ones had experience, had wisdom, had their oil, and they did so because they didn't entertain those that didn't. That's why this is all coming to a head. That's why you got groups dealing with, the priesthood. You got groups dealing with the historical biblical history. You got groups dealing with, camp isms, right? You got groups dealing with Christian sanities, right? Because everyone has their free will at the end. Everyone. That's what this is about. The Father has given us back our free will. We were the only people that didn't have the free will. Yes. Some of the heathens didn't have free will as well, but they had the choice. We didn't even have the choice because we were destroyed for lack of knowledge. So maintain your own oil. Get it while he is still visiting, while he is here. Have it while he is willing to give it to us, give it to you, give it to me. Take heed that people do not deceive you into their filthy, slick, degenerate, reprobate dogmas and doctrines. Take heed that you manage to keep all of your oil, learn everything, be okay with being chastised and going through the fire. Be okay with that. Give great glory and great praise for it, because he does it only to the people that he loves. And understand that there's a difference, chastisement and judgment. If you've been doing the things that you're supposed to be doing, learning things, and you're going through something, take it as great glory, because reward will be great. If you have everything and you're still going through something, pay attention to what's going on so that you may be able to cleave to Israel, who is here to help, so that you do not be completely judged, because we're not judging anybody. And we judge, listen, get that out your mind. None of that is of consequence, because that's only for, that's his choice of who he's going to have to judge. That ain't all Israel. Again, all Israel ain't Israel. It's just not. So that's, just like we talk about, that's Christian madness. That's camp madness. Same thing. Well, all white people is this and all black people is that, so-called. That's camp madness, because all Israel ain't Israel. We'll be chosen. So if you're not working to be part of the few, but you're trying to be part of the group, the many, well, you missed the boat. This is our season. This is our season. That's why all this stuff is happening, because it's our season. But if you're not taking heed to your season by seeking the Father, studying and being in the will of the Father, and understanding that the Messiah, Yahushua, is here right now in the Spirit, working inside of you to be a magnet to you, to help you get up the mountain. Get up Mount Zion, well, then everything's for naught. Because, again, you missed the plot. You're just as bad as a Gentile. You missed the plot. Of course, it's all about the Father, but you got to deal with the Son first. Can't just go, I'm just going straight to the Father. What? That's not written. And you ain't Abraham, Moses, or Adam. Or Enoch, for that matter. We are the descendants of a great people, of a people who lost their way. And now today, we get to right the wrong. That's all this is about, righting the wrong. And it's a beautiful time. Like, I couldn't imagine. I mean, I've lived through what I thought was good times, but really wasn't. But today, these times, this knowledge, it's like honey. So sweet, this knowledge, this truth. The truth, the Messiah, is so beautiful. This understanding is so great that it has come full circle for us. It has come full circle. So was looking at, you know, it's so funny, this brochure. So these Jehovah's Witnesses, I got to jump back to them right quick. Because these Jehovah's Witnesses give you a pamphlet, all white people, so-called, and some Asians, right, so-called. And the only black people are the soldiers in this, you know. It's like, and then everything that's being done, all the other pictures, the family is white people. You know, it's like, come on, guys. I mean, but yet, they got brothers and sisters out here peddling this. So if I'm a man in this truth and I'm going, well, wait, where am I in this? You see what I'm saying? I would have to ask the question, where am I in this? What about me and my people? Well, you're going off, right? So anyway, this is one of the verses is that they like to use and what the Bible says. The evil one controls the whole world. It's 1 John 5:19. We know that we are children of God and the whole world is under the control of the evil one. We know also that the Son of God has come and has given us understanding so that we may know him who is true, and we are in him who is true by being in his Son, the Messiah. He is the true God and eternal life. I mean, was this NIV or some man design? But again, they think that, you know, this evil one is not working for the Father. This is what they can't contemplate. They think the evil one is a rogue God. No, he's just an agent for the Father. He's doing the Father's will. You know? And they always, Satan's rulership is due. No, the Gentile rulership is due. You know? And God cannot lie. So if God can't lie, then that means that when he says he will raise Israel up, then that means that he's going to raise Israel up. You know? But, you know, they don't consider that because they only want to deal with their dogma. But time is here, time is now, the Father is near, the Father is high, the Father is low. It is our season. That is why the Father has sent his Son back, sent Yahusha back, sent his Spirit out, the Holy Ruach out, so that we can gain the wisdom. And because of all the experience that we've had, we have to be shown the wisdom in it so that our oils, so that we will have full oil. That is what is happening right now. We are in our season. I can only say, leave these silly Gentile heathens alone. They don't have a clue. We know that they're about to lose their mind. We know it. I mean, we can feel it. They ain't seen nothing yet. They haven't. But the reverberation is about to come up. The echo is about to be loud on them. They're not going to be able to run and hide. We know that. To cleanse, our time to grow. Don't miss that. Don't miss that. Lord, don't miss that. Brothers and sisters, do not miss your time of during his season of his visitation. Don't miss it. All praise to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The Elohim of Abraham, Isaac, Yaakov. Be strong, Israel. Stay up. Make sure that your oil is properly prepared and stored. All praises. Shalom.